The bird turned into a steeper dive, and Growly did the same. Lightning was everywhere around them. Sharp cracks and booms of thunder shook the glider, and Growly could feel his fur standing on end and his body tingling. It was no place to be flying, for a bird or a glider. The two dove and twisted through the rain, the bird looking back from time to time to make sure he hadn't lost Growly. Growly was doing all he could to keep up. The gusts were strong and often blew them in different directions. Many times, Growly lost sight of the bird as he fought to keep the glider from being blown out of control. But then he would catch a glimpse of the small shape in the darkness ahead. Growly was amazed that the bird could fly at all in these conditions. Even an eagle would not dare to venture out in a storm like this. But it was urgency that drove the bird on. Growly knew it. CJ was in trouble, and a storm like this could last days in the high mountains. They could not wait it out. The rain stung Growly's face. The heavy drops looked like they were rushing right at him. They were cold, too. Though it was late spring, the wind was biting and the rain almost sleet. Growly felt his teeth chattering, and he wondered how the bird could keep going. All of a sudden, a huge gust hit Growly from the side. He felt the glider lifted and flung up to the right. Growly fought to regain control, but it was no use. The gust continued to lift and turn him, and there was nothing he could do.